In Milwaukee, you're tuned to 89.7 WUWM. I'm Rachel Owens. Milwaukee County's district attorney will decide whether to criminally charge seven workers at the county jail in the death of Terrell Thomas. An inquest jury recommended charges after a week of testimony regarding Thomas's death from dehydration. Yesterday afternoon, the judge read the question jurors had to contemplate, as well as their answer.
There's probable cause to believe that Terrell Thomas came to his death because of abuse of residents of penal facilities, contrary to Section Wisconsin Statutes 940.29. as defined in the jury instruction. Answer yes or no. Answer is yes.
WUWM's Annalise Hensel has been covering the story and is here with the latest. Good morning, Annalise.
Hi, Rachel.
The probable cause of abuse the judge refers to stems from what inquest witnesses say about how Terrell Thomas was treated at the jail. So if you would, please remind us of the circumstances of his death.
Sure. This was in April of last year, and Terrell Thomas was taken into custody for allegedly firing a gun at the Pottawatomie Casino. He suffered from bipolar disorder, and witnesses say he exhibited signs of distress when he was in jail. Workers there, though, say they saw Thomas causing problems, such as shoving his clothing and pieces of his mattress into his cell's toilet, causing the toilet to overflow. Lieutenant Koshka Metters responded and ordered his water shut off.
It should have been the toilet water.
So?
Just the toilet water.
Should have been?
The toilet water. I instructed to have the toilet water cut off because he was flooding the toilet.
Yet according to inquest witnesses, all of the water to the cell was cut off, and either no one realized that or remembered to turn it on, even though other inmates housed nearby say they repeatedly asked workers to help Thomas. After a week without water, Thomas died of dehydration.
So how is it that no one appeared to have noticed that Thomas's health was failing over the course of that week?
That's an important question. Correctional officers, supervisors, and medical staff all make rounds throughout their shifts at the county jail. And Pete Kinesny of the Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee says in total, workers would have passed Thomas's cell dozens of times in a 24-hour period.
It is disturbing how many people would have had an opportunity to notice what was going on and for whatever reason weren't paying attention or had in their mind that there was nothing they had to be concerned about.
Kinesny sat in on the inquest and says it was heartbreaking to hear of Thomas's decline and death. He's concerned about training procedures at the jail, including how to respond to people with mental illness. And Kinesny places at least some of the blame for Thomas's death and three other deaths at the jail on Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. Kinesny believes Clark expresses disregard for inmates and says the sheriff's attitude likely flows to others in his department.
His public comments have been disappointing, to say the least, not taking responsibility and comments that reflect a disrespect for the lives of the people that are incarcerated.
Sheriff Clark, though, hasn't said much about the four jail deaths. In an interview last month on WISN Radio, he seemed to blame a couple of the people who died. Two reportedly had a history of drug use, according to their families.
I cannot control someone who comes in bad medical health, that is a heroin user or has all of these other ailments and they happen to die inside that facility downtown.
Clark has taken to making many of his public comments on the sheriff department's Facebook page. And responding to the inquest results, he posted that he respects the legal process and he won't speculate on what will happen next.
So what is expected to happen next?
Well, the jury's recommendation to charge seven jail workers now is in the hands of Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. He says he doesn't have a timeline for making a decision. Chisholm added that if he charges anyone, he doesn't have to stick to the seven the jury recommended. He says he could charge more or fewer people.
Okay, thank you so much, Annalise.
You're welcome.
That's WUWM's Annalise Hensel.